proclamation number 8919 dated the January 28th, 1965. What is the world? Thus you can look at the world with all its creations as a kingdom belonging to my opponent, for it shelters all fallen spiritual substances. It is just that he is deprived of them during the time when they embody one form after another. And yet the world was created by my love, wisdom and might, and my adversary has no part in it. Despite the fact that it belongs to him, he has no control over his world. And it has arisen in all its beauty, sheltering the most marvelous creations of all kinds. My love, wisdom and might can be noticed everywhere, and although I constrained the rebellious spiritual substances within these creations, the act of creation was a happy one for me, which enabled my once emanated strength to become active again. Because the strength I externalized as a being refused to be active, and by rejecting my strength of love also rendered itself incapable of it. And thus I gave this strength a task again, by bringing a world into existence with all its innumerable creations, but also with participation of the beings that had remained faithful to me, for they, too, had the power to create. They knew my thoughts, my plan of salvation, and experienced their working with me as exceptional happiness. Their love concerned their fallen brothers whom they wanted to help lift out of the abyss. The fact that this process required an infinitely long time from a human point of view did not bother them, for they were perfect and therefore lacked all concept of time. Nor did the concept of time exist before the stage of the human being. It only started when the human being entered the creation as a self-aware being, and it will not lose this concept of time and space again until he becomes perfect once more. And this concept of time can be seen in all creations, where every form, be it in the mineral, plant or animal world, always has a limited time span at its disposal, and thus higher development always depends on certain periods, which thus also explain the perpetual changes which constantly can be observed in nature, and which subsequently also determine the perpetual return of the seasons, of spring, summer, autumn and winter. Everything took place in unsurpassed wisdom, which always and forever will remain unchanged as long as creation exists, for everything proceeds according to divine law. And the various different worlds are subject to different laws again. Yet each one contributes towards higher development, and each one takes the already achieved degree of maturity into account. This is why I look upon my creation with pleasure, because I don't see in it the fallen spirits but only the means for their ascent, and I consider all means as an expression of my love and wisdom, which one day will accomplish the return of the fallen spirits to me. And you humans may take pleasure in my creation, for it offers you works of wonder which you are unable to create yourselves. You can only ever see and marvel, but you carelessly take no notice of what testifies to your Creator's wisdom, love and might. And yet this whole world only came into being because of you, and you are its crowning glory. You are the once fallen spirits which are on the last short path of return. Everything you can see around you serve to achieve your degree of maturity. You have merely overcome all these forms already. But in the last stage as a human being, my adversary has power over you again, which I cannot deny him, but which you can take away from him yourselves by directing your will towards me. And once more all beings of light will stand by you in order to support you in your battle against him. For they all want you to become free from him, who alone was the cause of the origin of the earthly world, because he had pulled you down into the abyss. You, however, must decide for yourselves which lord you want to join, and this decision alone determines your fate in eternity. Amen.